Ghosts are everywhere.
Okay, I'm recording now, and it's working, and it's not
and being it's working unplugged. Now, and it's this is not the second time we've done this intro today.
I can't swing around this microphone that much, or it will unplug. But I didn't do that.
Oh boy,
you never intro, did that. And it's the first
time. This is our normal regular intro, where your ghost girl is, yeah. And that's us. Hello,
it's us. I'm Cecilia.
And I'm Carly, and welcome back to the show that you love, that you know, that we're going to say what it's called in a second.
Are we?
It's called Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Wow.
I said in a second. Wow, clap for us. Clap, I can't hear you louder.
Yeah, we're back. We were, yeah. I was away. I was out.
You're away.
For ghosts.
That's right, and I was on set filming a little shorty film. Carly, we were just busy girlies for the summertime.
Carly, is it a spoiler alert if I tell them what you were being?
No, you can tell them what I was being. It'll be fine.
Carly was being a murderer.
Murder! That's right. Mm-hmm. In the spirit of all the things that we enjoy, I was in a short film horror slasher. That's actually going to be at the Hamilton Film Festival at the end of October. Fun fact.
Cute.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah, we were doing that. You were off being super scary also. You visited a haunted hotel.
Yeah, I texted you about this, but I didn't actually tell you the story, but I was being haunted elsewhere.
Yes! Tell us.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we let them know that there's another person here with us?
I guess we could let them know that there's another person here. Maybe
start
if
talking
there
about
is.
Stuff.
And guess what? There is.
There is.
Da 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 da. Everybody, welcome to the Ghosts Are Everywhere podcast stage. The one, the only, the incomparable Angela.
Hi.
Yay! She's my cousin! If you remember an episode way back earlier this year when we had another cousin of ours, Anna Nicole, on the podcast, she mentioned, you should have Angela on this podcast. Well, guess what?
Now I'm here.
She has arrived!
You're welcome.
And I told Carly earlier, I literally just listened to that like 2 days ago when she asked me, will you be on my podcast? And I got yelled at, so now I'm here.
Actually, I'm pretty sure the thing I said was, when are you going to be on the podcast? And she was like, I didn't know I was invited. I said, I'm inviting you. When are you going to be on the podcast? And so here she is, fast tracked, onto the podcast. Welcome, Angela. Yeah,
welcome,
it's not like this long-haul project that we've been working on, she's been involved in. She just listened to the first episode the other day. So, fresh eyes, fresh ears.
Wow.
And fresh stories, probably.
I got some stories.
I know you do. That's why I yelled at you that you're telling me on the podcast.
Well, now I'm here and I can share.
Well, that's great.
But I think Cecilia was sharing
first. Yeah, let's have Cecilia share first.
Yeah, okay,
and then we'll move to our ghosts with the most.
This is exciting news because we don't usually have ghost stories of our own. But
we almost never have our own stories, but we are so excited to hear one.
We almost never do. So I was texting Carly about this, and I didn't tell you. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you any details?
You told me no details, and I've been edge of my seat waiting for the story. So I'm excited.
Yes. Okay, so...
And scared.
I went on a little road trip situation. So I went to Chicago and stayed at the Congress Hotel. The Congress Plaza.
As you're known to do.
As I am known to do when I go to Chicago, our very haunted hotel.
That's right.
And
which you covered on this podcast before.
Which I've covered on this podcast. And I didn't have a lot of spooky things happening. I was with my mom, who, like, is very, oh, is there a ghost? What? so she felt that the closet in the hotel room was really spooky, and she insisted that we keep it closed because it was spooky.
Okay.
I didn't really feel much other than I had really weird dreams, and at one point felt like someone was like standing over my bed, which is felt like it was part of the dream, but also I was like, does that feel like maybe it was actually something spooky standing over my bed?
Yuck.
Was it like a sleep paralysis demon?
Maybe.
Maybe. From the depths, Angela asks the hard-hitting question.
I've had that.
We'll get into it. Spoiler
so that's
alert.
seem like.
No, it wasn't anything that dramatic. It was literally just like part of a dream. It felt like someone was like standing beside the bed and like looking down on me.
Ew,
kind of.
Yuck.
And then it like melded into my dream. So I was like, dream or ghost? Who knows? But
mystery.
Then the next night we went to Milwaukee and we stayed in this Airbnb that is, it's a boat. It's like a little, not a yacht, but like a little boat that has like a couple beds. It's kind of like an RV, but on the water.
Sure, like a baby yacht. Is
a baby yacht.
Like.
It's like a, it felt very RV, except it was like on the water. It was just like.
Except it was a boat.
At like the marina, just like docked in Milwaukee. So I was like,
hilarious.
Hell yeah, that's so cool. We're going to stay on a boat. This is sick. So I had like a couple or maybe a little bit more glasses of wine and we go to bed and I'm sleeping in like the front part, which is kind of like this little enclosed space, and above my head is like a hatch. So it's like a window, like a screened window.
Sure.
It's like kind of an open space. So I am like falling asleep. I'm like, wow, so cozy. I'm in this little space. And as I'm falling asleep, like I'm on like the edge of falling asleep, like just about to fall asleep. And I heard someone whisper my name, like very clearly, very close to me.
Ew. Ew.
And I was like, I like sat up. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it didn't sound like my mom, and like she was also like too far away for it to have been her unless she literally like had come in.
Right.
So I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's so weird. Okay. I'm just gonna go try to go back to sleep. Falling asleep again, and it happened again. Like, as soon as I'm like almost about to fall asleep, it was like my name being whispered super clearly.
Ew.
Just like,
ew.
Like my whole name.
So creepy.
Full name. And then I'm like really freaking out. Like my heart is beating really fast. Like I fucking hated it. I was like, I don't like that. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And it happened a third time, but it wasn't as clear the third time. It was more just like kind of jumbled. So I just like couldn't sleep, but eventually I fall asleep. And then I wake up later, and it's like kind of bright because of like light pollution and just like other like lights from boats and stuff, but it was like 3 a.m like I went and checked eventually, but I woke up and I was like, oh, it's morning. It was not morning.
Not at all.
But I also was just like, there are such bad vibes right now. Like I felt so freaked out and anxious. And there's also, like, there's, like, the noises of the marina. So there's, like, clanging and, like, various, like, things moving about because we're on the water and there's boats. But there was one, like, kind of clanging noise that was more consistent. And it was more just, like.
Sure.
Like, keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. And it was bugging me. Because I was like, okay, all the other noises are just, like, kind of occasional, but this is so consistent.
Right.
That I was like, okay, maybe I can, like, figure out what it is if it's nearby and, like, move it or, like, make it stop. But every time I would, like, sit up to sort of, like, try and listen and, like, figure out what it was, it would stop.
Ew! Ew!
So I was like, oh, yuck. Don't like that either. So I was just feeling really freaked out and, like, what the fuck is happening? So I, like, got up and went to, there's, like, washrooms that are sort of in, like, a little hut on land. So I just, like, went to the washroom and then, like, walked around a little bit outside and came back and was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to try sleep again. But I did not sleep well that night.
That's
because there was
terrifying.
I was getting fucking haunted on this fucking boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ghost ship.
Ghost ship. But
your
I.
own ghost ship experience.
So I, like, as I was waking up in the morning, there was a noise that would happen every, like, 15 minutes. You know, one of those, like, fucking Febreze, like, air fresheners that just, like...
yeah, on a timer.
Every, like, 15 minutes. So I was like, was that what I was hearing? And I was just, like, spitting it in my brain so much that it sounded like my name. But it really fucking sounded like my name. Like, it was so clearly, like...
Ew.
Celia.
Ew.
I hated it.
No, like, I don't know, but there to me is a big difference between like hearing a sound that's from somewhere and then hearing a whisper that's super close to your ear.
Yeah, it like, was like
there's a big difference.
It was,
and that's yucky.
So I definitely like the sound was. I couldn't figure out what it was when it was happening later, and I figured out it was the air freshener in the morning.
Right.
But it was freaking me out because I would hear that every like 15, 20 minutes, and I was like. Is that what was freaking me out? But, like...
Right.
So that was keeping me awake because I knew that that would keep happening. And then I knew that sometimes, like, it would not be that. It would be fully my name whispered.
Oh, so, I hate that. Yeah. Either way, that's so gross.
It was 2 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Did your mom sleep okay?
Yeah, she slept fine.
Wow, you really had...
I was like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, I was, freaked out because there's, like, that hatch above my head where it was open.
Right.
So I was like, well, what if something, like, I, like, noticed it was open at, like, 3 a.m. because I hadn't noticed earlier because it was, like,
yeah, the perfect time to notice darker. The hatch is open. I was like, at the witching hour.
I'm like, cool, is something going to try and come in the hatch? Then I was just thinking, like, what if a bird, like, lands on this, like, screen? Like...
Oh no, what if a bird lands on it and then dookies through the screen?
Exactly, it could have got me. So I was very excited about this boat, and then it scared the shit out of me. So oh my God, scary.
Boat of nightmares.
And I slept.
It's giving the second scariest boat I've ever heard of, the first being the boat from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and this being the second scariest. Yeah,
this is the second scariest boat, and yeah. I slept like
third
shit.
Third scariest Queen Mary. You know?
I slept like shit, and then it was like the hottest day ever. That
ew.
Like the next day, I was like, wow. "We're in fucking Wisconsin, isn't it supposed to be like nice and cool?" It was like 42 degrees,
cool and crisp. They said we bring in the heat.
It was wild. It's us, I was so tired, and it was so hot. And I'm like, "What is happening?"
Wow. Womp. Yeah. Womp.
So that's my ghost. It was scary.
It was really scary. I'm excited you had that experience so you could share it, but not that you had to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great content.
I'm happy.
I hated it.
Right?
I'm happy that at least it lived up to its name. I'd be disappointed if I went on a ghost ship and nothing happened, though.
This was supposed to be a regular boat. It wasn't supposed to be haunted.
Surprise!
I thought it was gonna, like, it's actually a ghost ship. So we just turned it into one. That's even better.
It's supposed to be haunted.
Well, maybe they can promote that.
Yeah, they should partner up with Chicago. Yeah.
I should let the Airbnb guy know that his boat's fucking haunted. But then I was like...
Yeah, you should leave a review that says, 10 out of 10, too many ghosts.
I was trying to, like, I was, like, lying awake at night trying to figure out, like, why is this boat haunted? Why is it calling to me? And, like... What I was making up in my head was, you remember last year when I went to Milwaukee, I went to that, like, bar, the, like, cigar bar that used to be, like, a brothel upstairs?
Yeah, that you covered on the podcast. Yeah, so I sure do remember.
I was thinking about them, and I was like, wow, maybe one of the, like, brothel workers was murdered and thrown into this... This marina, what if her body is, like,
into
underneath,
the Milwaukee
and she's trying to speak to me so that I can find her, but I didn't.
Because she knows I know she exists.
Yeah, because she knows that I am a friend and that I will do something for
That's
her.
True.
But I didn't go looking.
I'm glad you didn't go looking, because that's how every scary story starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That ventures into then, like, serial killer land, which is not a land.
Or just, like, freaky ghosts that are gonna get me. What if it was a demon?
That's true.
And then I was, like, scared that it was gonna follow me to the next place.
Did it?
No.
happy to hear. Happy to hear.
It was boat exclusive.
Happy to hear. Boat exclusive demon. I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of boat-exclusive demons, apparently Angela has something to tell us about, maybe.
Yeah.
That may or may not be boat-exclusive.
Do you have any boat demons, Angela? Oh, wait. Do we have our questions? Are we going to ask her our questions?
Yeah, we have our classic questions.
Classic
that,
questions.
That avid listeners of the show will know we always ask our guests.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the same for you, Angela. You're no exception, even though you have special stories to tell.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Exactly. So I'll do the honors and ask you your first question. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. You didn't really have a choice. I yelled at you till you did it. So I'm glad about that.
Thank you for forcing me.
Thank you for allowing us to force you on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Question one is short but sweet, and it's, do you believe in ghosts?
So I want to say maybe.
Okay. Interesting.
I've seen things, so I want to say yes, but I don't believe that I think of ghosts as, like, somebody dies and it will turn into a ghost. I think that's not true, because that just seems sad to me.
That is pretty sad. Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they're just stuck here wandering around, I understand it. People say, what is it? They have unfinished business.
Yeah, it's a classic, yeah.
Yeah. But if that's true for every single person, there'd be a lot of ghosts running around, and I'd just be like, I don't know, what's the point?
Yeah.
So I say yes and no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're good on the fencer.
Yeah, I'm on the fence for sure.
I'll do a grand reveal. Steele and I are on the fencers also. Cool. We have we're this on the podcast, same page. But we're like, we don't know anything. This is the ruse, so we can ask everyone what they think, so we can figure out one day. Maybe
I won't know until I'm there, and then I'll be like, hey, maybe it is true. I'll let you know. Okay, because apparently I'm going first. Yeah, so
you're older. You have to. That's how the world works.
Yeah, I'm not that much older than you.
I didn't say it had to be like 10 years more. It could be like 2 minutes before. Just let me know. God.
I'll write you a note. How about that?
Yeah, like on the bathroom mirror. That'd be so creepy.
I would definitely do
that.
That'd
be so creepy. I know you would,
just to freak me out. You might just start doing that. I don't like that, actually. Take that back. Okay.
You're going to give her ideas.
It's going to be your new bit, and I already don't want it. I already know what's going to happen, and I already don't want it. A fun fact about me and Angela, we were born different years, a day apart.
Both 5 years apart.
Yeah.
One day apart.
Yeah, what did I say? I said years apart. I just didn't specify how many.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I wasn't arguing. Okay. I was just adding to the point.
So she's going
to
die 5 years and 1 day apart.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be nice. Oh, that would be a sad 5 years for me. I mean, it'd be very poetic, and I could write. I would write it for the ages.
That'll be the only time you have your birthday by yourself, because you've had a birthday with me ever since you were born.
Mm-hmm.
You've been stuck with me.
No, I don't want to ever have a birthday without you. No, I don't. Wait, I'm gonna die first. I take it back. I'm gonna die first.
Okay, you leave me the note.
Yeah, that's Okay, let's backtrack. I don't want to have a birthday where you're not there. That's true. So I will die first.
Okay, Carly's conversation has gone way off the
rails. I'll die first. Well, it's important to talk about in families and with friends and have feelings.
Yeah, we've gotta plan these things.
That's true. We have to plan because everything goes to plan. Mm-hmm. So backtracking to your ghost answer, which we loved very much, and it makes a lot of sense, right? Next question is, you said believe in ghosts, maybe. So in what capacity do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in them, like, philosophically, concretely? You kind of touched on it a little, but, like, yeah.
These are difficult questions.
Hey, we're the ghost girlies. We know what to ask. We know what the people want to know. Yeah. The people are us. Yeah.
I don't even know how to answer that question properly. Because, yeah, okay. I can see, like I said, I don't like that term of unfinished business. I just think it's too cliche, too, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't have a reason. I don't like it.
Great. It doesn't have to be on the table. Nobody said it was
there. I'm just saying. But I feel like those would be the types of people that are stuck around. And that's why you always see, like, why specific buildings are always haunted. Why is it only a specific building? Obviously something happened there. But I don't feel like they're either positive or negative. I've had certain experiences that I would consider to be negative, but for the most part, it's been just like neutral. I just, it happened and I was confused.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you've had experiences, but they haven't cemented your belief in like a real tangible way. So it seems to me like you get and I could be wrong, you let me know. You see ghosts, you accept ghosts as an idea, and yes, you accept them as something that people believe in,
yes,
like in a strong way, and have and feel that they have experience with, that maybe then shapes their experience of the world or not. And you're not shy about it as an idea or as like a possibility.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's not a possibility, because like I said, I've seen some things. I know, mm-hmm, lots of people who have seen some things, and some things are really unexplainable.
Sure.
It's just hard to get past, I guess, that little idea in your head that goes like, maybe you were just tired. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were dreaming and you didn't know. It's hard to get past that.
Maybe it's the Febreze in the wall.
Maybe it's the Febreze.
Yeah.
I've had one. I know how irritating
those
are.
Oh my God, I hate it.
I never have. I'm too scared.
Well, I also didn't know what it was. So it was just like...
Fear. Pure fear is what it is. Okay. Well, that all makes sense. Silly, do you want to ask the next one?
Yes, ma'am. If I have it. Yeah, I do. Okay. Do you have any personal experience with the paranormal? You said you've seen things, you've felt things.
Yes. So that one for sure, I have some stories.
Okay. Work.
They're not like incredibly exciting, so I'll start with the it's just strange.
Oh, great. We're so glad I forced you on this podcast.
I'm going to start with the least exciting and build up.
Okay.
Oh, she's a storyteller, everybody. It runs in the family. She can tell a story.
You got to leave the best for last.
You so do.
You so do.
Keep a one and more. That's right.
So the first one actually happened semi-recently, a couple years ago, I'd say, in the house I live in now with my husband.
Yeah.
So I was in my basement doing my laundry, and I'm in my little laundry room that has my furnace behind me, and it just has a door to my right. And I'm really short, and my husband's tall.
Yeah, a tall and a small.
Yeah. So basically, I'm sitting, doing whatever, putting laundry in, and all of a sudden... the light above me just got dim, kind of like my husband came up behind me and like blocked out the light because like his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So I full on turned around to say something and there's nobody there. Mm. And I'm like, okay. I actually walked out of my laundry room into the rest of my basement to be like, Matt, are you over there? He was not there. He was like up on our second floor. On his computer. So he wasn't even close to where I was.
Oh my God.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, that was weird. And then I just kind of, it never happened again. I never really thought anything of it. I kind of went over to Matt later on and I was like, you didn't come downstairs, right? He's like, no. And I told him and he's like, that's creepy.
Ew.
And then that was kind of the end of it.
Yuck! That's not a good ending.
Ew.
I mean, it's good. I guess it didn't happen again because you'd still live there.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened since.
That's good.
But it wasn't like... I didn't feel anything, like, negative. It was just kind of, all of a sudden, it got dim, and I went, huh? And then I went on with my day.
You just felt like there was someone behind you, just casually?
Yeah, I honestly thought, because like I said, I'm short. I'm 5 foot. My husband's 5'10". Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when he comes up behind me, he casts a shadow, because there's a height difference. So it literally was like he came up behind me, and when I turned around, I was in the room by myself.
Damn. Nope.
It's a no for me, dog. I've been to your laundry room. It's a no for me, dog.
I like it. Nope. Okay, Carly's never going back in the laundry room.
I don't like the basement. Yeah. Don't want to go there again. I won't. Guess what? Actually, I probably will. But I take laundry room.
You don't have to go in there.
I know. I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it. And you can't.
Carly's not going to do your laundry.
That's right. Not even if you ask nicely.
No.
Not even if there was a fire, okay?
Right. Well, I think there are other priorities if there's a fire.
Okay, you're right. You're probably right.
So that was my first ghost story.
Yeah.
Yuck.
That's how I feel. Yuck.
So another one I had was at one point I was living with my mother in like a fourplex apartment thing. Mm-hmm. And the entire time we lived there for like 3 years, we had a running joke that we had a ghost in the house. We even named him Victor because we kept getting mail for somebody named Victor that doesn't live at our house, but his address was our house. So we just decided the mail was for him. But the biggest thing that I noticed, I was going on vacation. So I was like getting ready. My friend was picking me up. I fully remember leaving the apartment, closing the door and going, oh shit, I left my fan on. So I ran back into my house and it was just one of those standing fans. I shut it off because I was going to be gone a week. So I shut it off, left the house, went on my vacation, came back a week later. And my mom said, so why did you leave your fan on when you went? You were gone a week. Like, I came home and it was on. I'm like, I shut that off. I said, I specifically remember going back in the house to turn it off because I knew you'd make a comment. Which she did. And so we were very confused why it was turned on. So we blamed Victor, of course. And then during the same time period while I was gone, well, sorry, when I came back, it must have happened while I was gone. But when I came back, I opened my closet to put, like, clothes away. And I had all my purses hanging on, like, those command strip hangers.
Yeah, like a hook.
Hook.
Yeah.
Every single one of my purses were on the floor. But the strips were still on the wall. Oh. Like, the hooks were still on the wall. And I even asked my mom, did you touch my purses for reasons and put them on my floor? She's like, no, I wasn't in your room. I came in to shut off the fan and I never went back. And I said, well, Victor got mad and threw all my purses on the floor.
Victor was pissed that you left. He's like, you know when you leave and you're like, your cat or your dog like makes a mess because they're pissed. That's what Victor was doing.
That's exactly what we kept saying the entire time. I'm like, Victor got hot and he got mad.
Yeah.
He said, this is mine.
I said, well, how dare she leave me alone here with the fan off? I need that air.
She's so nasty. So rude. Why would you do that?
It's too hot in this apartment.
It's too hot and these persons are too beautiful. I can't look at them anymore. Put them on the floor.
How dare you leave me for a week?
Yeah.
So gross. That apartment was very scary.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not gonna lie, it was always so scary.
No, it was terrifying.
It was awful. And I hated it so much.
My bedroom had a room inside of it. Like, not a closet, but it had a room inside of it. So I'm pretty sure this place was an illegal fourplex.
Probably.
Because it was like they put up their own walls. But anyways, inside this other room that was in my room was a door. And the door was to our neighbor's mudroom.
What?
So we had to have locks on our side and their side so that I couldn't just walk into their house.
That's so weird.
And there was glass, so we had to put up a blanket so that they couldn't see me.
Because of the room in your room that led to their mudroom?
Because of the room in my room that led to their mudroom.
So was the room in your room?
It was like a weird puzzle room.
Was it like a smaller room, like off to the side or like...
It wasn't really off to the side, but it was definitely, like, as soon as you walked into my bedroom, like, 8 feet in front of you, there's a door to this, I just called, like, a broom closet, but, like, it was pretty big.
Yeah, it was, like, a big front closet kind of size.
Like, we just put, like, it was a storage room, basically. We just had all of our storage stuff in there, but there was definitely a back door
in that closet
space. To go to that's our so neighbor's mudroom.
It was like, if they were really crafty neighbors, they could have easily just gone from their mudroom to your bedroom.
Oh, they could have. Yeah, if they broke that window, they'd fully be in my bedroom.
It was so scary. And honestly, the ghosts are just the tip of the iceberg. Ghosts are the nice part.
They added to it.
The nice part about it. It was awful. It's so scary. I was terrified to be there.
That was also the apartment.
I was so scared for you. Okay. It's my childhood fears.
Honestly. Childhood.
I mean, I wasn't that little, but like, yeah.
My
youth fears. My teen fears. Yeah.
That was also the place where I had a lot of sleep paralysis.
Bad vibes. Nope. Bad vibes. I'm telling you, not a good place. I didn't have any. I just had bad vibes. Tell us more about your demons. Yep.
What are your demons
sleep
like?
Sleep paralysis demons.
Yeah, specifically the sleep paralysis one.
Let us know.
The other ones, they don't need to be.
We didn't have other demons.
We could talk about those later. That was it.
Yeah, that's right. That's for therapy, but it's also for us later if you want.
So I had, like, it happened, I don't want to say regularly, but it happened a lot. And yeah. The ones that I specifically remember that were the most terrifying was I was sleeping on my back, and I remember, like, opening my eyes, and there's this black hooded figure standing at the foot of my bed staring at me.
No.
And, like, you can't move. Mm-hmm. And I just remember him, like, glaring at me until, like, I think I just closed my eyes and just hoped to go back to sleep because I couldn't move.
Yuck.
I had another time where I was sleeping on my side, and I opened my eyes, and there's this little child, this little girl, which are the worst, like, inches from my face, staring at me, and I'm like,
no.
That one I think was worse than the guy at the foot of my bed.
Not children.
Yeah, no,
children
not in your
one.
Face.
They're always so no. scary.
It was terrifying.
Oh my gosh. So scary.
So I didn't get much sleep at that place.
Yeah, no shit.
Have a restful time in your life.
Yeah.
I also should preface, this is something maybe we should have talked off the top, but you're the original goth cousin.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, like, I grew up with you as the goth cousin. Like, you were the, like, good Charlotte goth cousin.
Oh, my God.
And I was there also. So I think that's important to put out there.
The pop punk.
Yes. Yeah.
Phase of my life.
Yeah, yeah, big time. And it was, like, it was a good long phase. Like, it was, it's not a phase, Mom. Like, it was just, like, a period of your life.
Yeah.
Which I guess is any phase. But, like, it wasn't, like, a kid phase. You know, like, kids go through, like, a phase that, like, lasts, like, a month or something? It was, like,
I was just
a
goth.
Real lifestyle for you.
I had the goth lifestyle.
Yeah,
what do you
dark
want
hair,
me?
Oh my God. Big, like, strong makeup.
She was in
which
it.
I still loud kind of music, have. Which you still are. You're just older.
Yeah.
And, like, a little chiller. Because you're not a teen angst hero now, you know? Like,
no, now I have not as dark makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And now I listen to heavy metal.
Yeah, and your hair is regular again.
Yeah, my hair's regular because it's too much upkeep. I'm too lazy.
Yes. You're goth on a budget now.
Yeah,
it's expensive
have dark
to be goth.
Hair.
It's hard to be goth in these. You can't, it's hard to live love goth in these conditions.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was worth mentioning. I learned a lot of my gothness from you. So that's good to know.
Well, you're welcome.
Anyone wonders how I am, that's why. And then Anna Nicole learned it from me and from you. But
yeah,
so it's really a passed down family tradition in a way.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe this podcast wouldn't exist if it weren't for you.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I taught you spooky things.
You taught me how to be spooky things and be born in October. So.
Yeah, that was it.
That's right.
That's all we're about.
I do have...
You have another?
I have one
She's
more.
Like, brimming. She's brimming with these. Okay.
This is the last one, and this one, I think, was, like, the scariest.
Ew,
okay,
I'm scared.
All right.
So you obviously remember Carly, the house that I grew up in.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. The
Not
one I was
really
there the
scared. I don't
time.
Like it. Yeah. Yes, I do.
So... we basically lived near, like, Battlefield in Stony Creek, so War of 1812, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the biggest thing that happened in that place, and there was always, like, little things that always happened to me, but the biggest thing, I remember in my basement, of course, the basement.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping down there. I think I had a friend over, so we were sleeping on the couches.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waking up middle of the night, don't even know what time it was, and this was the strangest thing, because I looked straight ahead... from where I was sleeping, it was just kind of a really big open basement.
Yeah, classic basement.
Yeah,
I think classic 90s basement. This is it,
basically.
Yeah.
So I remember this, like, figure. It was just like the silhouette of, I think, a man. I don't know.
Sure.
He just, like, popped up as if from, like, nowhere, but, like, slowly, like, almost rose from the floor.
Mm.
And, like, he's not standing too close to me. I would say he's, like, 10 feet
the
away.
Fuck?
But he just, like, slowly rose up. He, like, sat there and stared at me for a while. And, like, again, it's a silhouette. I can't even see features. I have no idea. But he's sitting there staring at me. I'm paralyzed to move because I'm just, like, terrified. Because I remember I was, like, a teenager at the time. And all of a sudden, he just, like, turned and walked towards... There was, like, a doorway. He walked through the doorway and was gone. And I was, like...
What the fuck?
And the weirdest... Okay... This is going to sound really weird, but he was wearing, like, it wasn't a top hat, but looks like a top hat, but just not as tall.
Yeah. I know the hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he was wearing that, and that's the only, like, feature I could see. And it was the strangest thing, terrified me. And honestly, even before that, the basement always terrified me. It was one of those, like, have to run up the stairs because something's going to grab me. And for, like...
I was going to say, that's that kind of basement, how that was. Yes. That's how I also felt. I didn't like to be there by myself.
No, I was terrified.
You can't be in that basement by yourself. It was fine if other people were there. Yes. It was, like, a fun, jovial place. We played, you know, video games, whatever. But you can't be there by yourself.
No.
And if you're the last one to turn off the lights, you're like, I don't want to turn off the lights. And you run.
You have to run. You have to run. There is no other choice but running.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was... like, that man, whatever. And, like, I heard people saying my name randomly.
Ew.
I constantly felt like there was somebody behind me staring at me. And I'd actually, like, whip around to think, like, my brother's behind me or something. And there's, I was, like, home by myself.
Ew.
And the weirdest thing is this figure, I was telling a friend of mine, and she's seen the same figure in her own basement. It's apparently a common figure.
He sounds like...
in that area?
It's just a common thing in general.
He's a common basement man,
like apparently.
The Babadook. That's what I'm.
The basement.
That's
Babadook.
What I'm picturing. I don't know if I just like.
I know. me and my friend looked it up once because like she was telling me a ghost story and she fully has never heard my story.
Yeah.
She described the same figure to a T, and I was like, how do you know the same one? And she's
like,
how do you know my basement man?
You guys have the same basement man.
Okay, what's the deal with my cousins all having basement man stories? I did not like sign up for this.
Carly,
did
you not see the basement man?
Basement man stories.
You didn't have a basement man?
It was not planned.
I don't have one. And Nicole had a basement man story. Mm-hmm. You come on here. You have a basement man story. I'm so happy no one tells me their basement man stories until it's already happened. I'm not around.
Yeah.
So basement was scary. But in like a fun way.
Yeah, until the basement man just like rose from the shadows.
Yeah, I didn't see no basement man in that basement, and I was there all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that, mm-hmm. and I'm happy I didn't know about the basement man until I never had to be in that basement ever again. So that's good for me.
So wait, personally. Did you...
And I only ever saw him once.
Yeah, that's awful.
Did you and your friend...
That's one too many times.
You and your friend, like, looked up the basement man. Did you find any information about him?
All I found, and don't quote me because it was a really long time ago.
Sure.
It was... just talking about how apparently this is a common figure that people see.
Hmm.
For whatever reason, it's a silhouette of a man with, like, a hat. And it was, like, literally I put it in Google and, like, it popped up. And I was like, oh, my God, other people have seen this basement
That's
man?
That's so weird.
I don't know. It was strange, but I can't remember any of the info
because
it was a long time ago. The Babadook.
The Babadook.
Yeah. Carly is looking it up.
Looking up silhouette of a man.
What is
literally
a bunch of stock images?
But literally, that's what it looks like.
Ew.
That's the sad thing.
He kind of looks like a detective, like from the 20s or the
30s. Is it like a bowler hat?
It's almost fedora adjacent. Okay. Like it's something between a bowler hat and a fedora.
Yeah.
But all like. Was it, like, really flat on top, or did it have, like, the weird little
It was
dimple?
Really flat.
Mm, okay, so it's, like, kind of, like, more like a top hat, but short.
A short top hat.
Yeah, there's a name for those. I don't remember what it is. We love hats. Also, Angela, this is your new listener. We need to let you know we love hats. So, yeah, haunting. Let's see if anything comes up. Who is the hat man? Hat man nightmares and sleep paralysis.
Ew.
It's a thing. Oh, in 2022, last year, TikTok's new favorite horror villain, the Hat Man.
The Hat Man?
Yeah, like, it's giving maybe shadow person, a ghost-like entity that's seen,
like
typically wearing a trench
Slender
coat and a hat.
Man.
It's kind of Slender Man adjacent. Ew! Like this man? Do you see this man?
Literally, yes.
Ew! He's Hat Man.
Yeah, he's
he
not
acts
basement
like
man.
A ghost and is almost always seen there just standing up. And then he fades until the person doesn't see it and it has no reaction to anybody. People bump into him for seconds or minutes. Unlike a ghost who might have visible facial features, he's a shadow with no identifying features. He feeds apparently on terror and does not vanish. He simply walks away as any normal person would. Don't look at me.
I literally just got goosebumps when you said that.
He's not believed to be dangerous. The most he's seen is typically standing in the corner of a room watching.
I literally just got goosebumps as you read that because he literally just stared at me and then walked away, which is what's written on this page.
I hate that so much. That's awful. I was reading it and I turned to the side of me and Angela had moved inches away from my face and her eyes were so wide.
Oh my god.
That's why I said so creepy.
I was trying to read over your shoulder.
I figure as much, but it was really scary to turn around and see you so oogled-eyed at me. I was like, I hate that so much. Yeah, that basement was awful.
Yeah, it sounds creepy as hell.
It looked for a basement. It had a lot of like other areas. It had a wide, big area, and then it had like.
You can blame my dad for that because apparently he built the walls. He tore them all down and then rebuilt them.
I love that for him. There was a
lot of weird spaces.
No, I just think like it's a little bit giving like the house from Clue. Like there's just so many nooks and crannies.
There really were.
You wouldn't expect. You're like, hello. It was great. It worked well, but it was just, it's really funny to me. Yeah, the Hat Man. I'm sorry you saw the Hat Man. Yeah. I hate that he's a man that people know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's common.
That's awful.
This is, why, who is this man and why does he keep showing up?
Right? I mean, we love to learn, but we hate to know it's,
we do love to learn, but I don't want to see him.
I don't want to see, please, Hat Man, don't show yourself to me. I'm not interested in any way.
Well, again, you're welcome.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Like, okay.
You asked me to come and tell you my stories.
Guys, she's the original goth cousin. Like, what do I just say?
I
don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. She brings the heat. She brings the goth. She said,
I bring the spook.
That's right. She said, I'm the Black Parade. Here I am. I have another question for you. It's, when were you first introduced to the idea of ghosts? What started it all?
Honestly, probably movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do like a good scary movie, and I'm pretty sure I watched a lot of them even as a kid when you probably shouldn't have.
For sure you did.
Obviously the iconic story that was already talked about with your aunt on the bed.
Oh,
with a ghost sitting beside her.
That's right. Yeah, our shared aunt. Our aunt. Nicole told the story when she was on. Yeah, we grew up hearing that story.
Mm-hmm. So we grew up hearing that one.
Mm-hmm. That she had had that haunted house when she was young.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I remember that house fully.
Yeah, you were old enough to fully remember it. I remember it bits and pieces. But I remember it, like, from my memory, it's very... It was the creepiest house I knew because everything was old and tall.
Yes.
Right?
It was just a really old house that just kind of gave spooky vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember feeling, like, spooked. Like,
yeah, I never felt bad there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like my basement.
No, not like your basement. I never had to run anywhere, be scared. Even her basement, which was weird and, like, unfinished, wasn't scary like how yours was.
Yeah.
I didn't have to run out of there.
No, I never ran out of there.
No. Yeah.
But that's probably the first thing I remember movies... your favorite, The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, got me good girl. Mm-hmm. That movie still scares me. I haven't really watched it. I tried to a few years ago, but it's too scary. I love John Knotts, but I'm too scared.
So that would probably be my first.
Ghost of Mr. Chicken is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe our aunt is the original goth because she's the one who's sharing
probably.
Everything. She's the one who showed us Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
She is.
She's the one who had the ghost story that we all grew up on. Man, maybe Auntie Ro is the original family goth.
I just got it from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to pass it down.
I think so. You were the next generation of goth.
Yeah, the eldest girl will pass it down. That's you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I have a visceral memory of, as a kid, in your basement, this basement that keeps coming up. God. Watching Casper on, like, VHS. You had a Casper on VHS. I didn't have Casper. I only had Casper Meets Wendy.
Mm.
We watched Casper at your house.
I'll believe you. I just don't remember it.
Mm. Oh, thanks. My memory is so memorable. Well, I was littler than you, so.
It was just Casper.
You'd often, like, watch, like, yeah, kid, more kid movies mm-hmm. than. Yeah. So, I remember watching that and being like, this is so good. Because I only had Casper Meets Wendy, which is a little less scary, but has more Hillary Duff, 100% more Hillary Duff. So it was really good for me growing up. Because I was like, that's me. Look at me. I'm that little red witch.
It's me, Hillary Duff.
It's me, Hillary Duff. But Casper has Bill Pullman, so we love Bill Pullman. Yeah. I remember watching that at your house, and I was like, this is scary. There was also movies that you made me watch that you wouldn't let me watch. Like, we would watch the Star Wars prequels, and then when things would get to be violent, you'd make me sit behind the couch. Well, your brother, mostly.
I was going to say, that was not me.
I know, but
I would have totally been like, whatever.
You also would enforce it sometimes. You'd be like, yeah, go sit behind the couch. And I'd be like, I don't want to hang out with my cousins. I know my cousins. I'm only 5 years younger than you. I want to hang out with my cousins. When you watch a prequel, they're like, it's too violent. You can't see it.
They were probably just doing it to be like, what's a way to, like,
annoying?
Have power over this little child?
Yeah, truly, what's a way like, for her to shut her mouth for a good 5 minutes so we can watch a little bit of this movie?
We're going to watch The Phantom Menace, but she has to sit behind the couch every time Jar Jar shows up.
Yeah, honestly, it felt that way. I remember this is another movie tangent for the basement, but it's kind of on topic. We watched Titanic
On VHS.
But we watched Titanic on VHS, obviously. They wouldn't let me watch the nakedness. They're like, go sit behind the couch. You can't watch this. It's too scary.
But they
let me watch all the dying. For that one, they let me watch the dying. They just didn't let me watch the titties.
Well, you can't see the titties. So you could.
I have titties and they didn't let me see the titties.
Well, you didn't have any yet.
Well, I was a fat kid. So I had titties.
Thank you very much. You did a little bit.
Yeah, I was born with them. My mama gave them to me.
Born with them. Fat tits.
Yeah, okay. Some of us do. More fat tit visibility. Thank you. Okay.
You're a fat tit baby.
I was so cute. Just as cute as I am now. I've maintained my level of cuteness. And my love of ghosts. The two things I've maintained in my life.
Oh, dear.
My fat tittiness and my love of ghosts. From a young age.
Let's get to the next question.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Segue. We need a segue.
You gave us a hard maybe on do you believe in ghosts. So is there anything that would make you, like, fully, like, go hard yes or, like, say never mind, no, I don't believe in them at all? Like, is there any proof or like anything that would need to happen?
I don't think there'd be anything that I would sit there and say hard no. Mm-hmm. Because of all of the things I already talked about. So it'd be hard for me to be like, no, I don't believe them completely.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I would need something like tangible. I'm one of those types
of people.
You want
to touch a ghost?
Not that I want to touch a ghost.
Okay, I'm just asking. I do.
Was the hat man not enough for you?
Well, because that's where I was saying I have that little thing in the back of my mind going, maybe you were just dreaming.
Mm.
But then it's like, well, how did my friend also see the hat man?
I don't like that. Yeah, okay. So what is tangible proof to you then? Like, hat man is not it. We get that.
If a ghost like comes up to you and says, hello, I am a ghost, ghost or real?
I would love that. Honestly, I would love that.
They just came right up to you?
Like Casper.
Yeah, and just like, you can shake my hand. Yeah, Casper.
So you do want to touch a ghost. You shake their hand. Oh, that's touching a ghost. Told ya. Oh, you knew. She does. She lied to me. She's lied to us all
day.
She
does want to touch a ghost.
I'm such a liar.
She wants to touch a ghost. She said she wants to handshake it.
Yeah.
I said if one came up and was, like, going to handshake me.
Oh, you're saying, you wouldn't ask for it, but you're not going to turn it down.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like,
I'm not going to be rude.
You might touch you.
Why would I be rude?
Well, I didn't think she would be impolitely touch a ghost. I think she'd ask for ghost consent. I didn't think she was just going to, like, be out here touching up ghosts. Like, I would hope you wouldn't. That's not cool.
Consent is important.
It's the only thing that matters, Angela. You can't just be out here trying to touch ghosts. You gotta be asking.
She's trying
first.
To prove if they're real. She's just grabbing at them.
She's gone ghost grabbing.
I'm just going and grabbing everyone I see and be like, nope, person. Nope,
that's
person.
But oh no, so much collateral grabbing. It's awful.
But what if you touch someone and your hand goes through?
then I'd probably panic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, to be honest. Is that the perfect amount of proof that you would need?
That's probably the perfect amount of proof, and I honestly would panic and probably run.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You wouldn't get to hear them say, I am a ghost, hello.
It would take me a second. He could follow me. I'll just run, but, like, I'll calm down.
Oh, you'd go I'll back calm to down. The scene of the touch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, good for you. That's brave. That's so brave, so bold of you. So we talked about the proof. We talked about your experiences. We talked about all kinds of things. And we talked about what way you believe in ghosts. But I want to know, they kind of go twofold, but they can sometimes be a bit different. So we ask them both. The question I'm going to start with is, for you, what makes a ghost? Or what are ghosts to you?
That's a tough question. I don't know I have an answer to.
Sure.
Because, like I said, I don't think it's just people milling about and wandering around.
Right.
I feel like those people actually do move on to something.
Yeah, you think most people have something else going on.
Yeah.
They're not ghosts.
I wouldn't consider, like, everybody who passes to be just, now I'm a ghost. Cause
sure.
That'd be a long existence.
It's a lot. It sounds like too much.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Move somewhere better.
I gotta go to Florida, babe. Good night.
Yeah. Go somewhere else.
Sure.
And yeah, I can't tell if it's just, I've seen things like, I've watched all those paranormal type of shows because they're so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know if some of it's just energy and just like a buildup.
Right.
I don't know if it's just like Hat Man and he just shows up.
He's just doing
his own thing. It's not, I don't know if he's trying to be like evil or angry. He's just showing up.
Do you think Hat Man's like another dimension thing, or is that too much? Too far?
That might be too much for me. But
great.
I don't have an answer of where he comes from.
Great.
Besides the ground.
Besides slowly from the ground.
Slowly from the ground.
In the basement. Okay, that's already too much information about Hat-Man, if I'm going to be honest.
We're all going to dream about Hat-Man.
Oh my god, I better not see Hat-Man today. I'm going to freaking lose my shit.
You're going to see Hat-Man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think you're going to see Hat-Man.
All right.
Put that on me. I'll put that back on you.
Again, I'm going to say you're welcome.
What if it's just Angela now? She wears a hat. She dresses tall.
She dresses tall.
Yeah, she's on stilts because she's so small.
Yeah.
Oh, you better not. I'm going to scream.
Carly's
scream
and shout.
That makes sense. All those things make sense to me, that like it could be a combo of like manifestation of energy, or like it sounds like the word spirit of some kind.
Yeah.
Do you think like ghosts are always people though, or do you think they're their own thing? I don't
really have an answer for that, because I want to say almost like both, like,
yeah,
depending on what you're looking, like what you see, what
right
appears,
different kinds of ghosts.
I don't think it's fair. A singular type.
Yeah, because we've done all kinds of stories on this podcast. Like, we've done like ghosts that look like people, ghosts that sound like sounds, ghosts that are like weather, ghosts that are a house, like so it feels like, you know, like literally we have
ghosts that are a house, absolutely.
So it's always interesting, at least to me, to kind of suss out what people think, like how a ghost is made and or what makes up a ghost. And often it comes down to people like, I don't know, probably energy, which, like, yeah, I also think so, probably. Like a concentration of a specific kind of energy, if, you know.
That would be
For whatever reason, from whatever events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me would be, like, the biggest explanation.
Yeah.
Of, like, where they, like, what they are, where they come from, because they, well, usually don't have some sort of form.
Yeah.
So energy is kind of
what we're left with.
Yeah
totally.
Do you have a favorite spooky place?
I don't know if I have a favorite,
but
I have been to quite a few spooky places besides places where I've lived.
Yes.
Like I've done tours of like the Gettysburg battlefield.
Your dad's a big Gettysburg boy.
So we did tours there. We actually did a ghost walk there. I've been to Alcatraz. I think our other cousin talked about that. Same with the Winchester Mansion. Honestly, those two probably would be my favorite because they were just so interesting as well as kind of spooky.
Both of which we've covered on the podcast.
Yeah.
We actually haven't done Gettysburg, which is interesting. We've gone this long without touching Gettysburg.
Yeah, we haven't.
I just realized that. Well, who knows?
Maybe one day. Is an idea.
But yeah, we did. We have covered both Alcatraz and the Winchester Mystery House. Yeah.
I just think those both have just interesting pasts and like what they are. I can say when I did go to Alcatraz, the one thing that we did, like you could do for a picture or just as like an experience while you're doing the tour. I went into one of the isolation cells and you can close the door behind you. Because it's supposed to be like the haunted area. So I did do that and that was pretty spooky. Not that anything happened, but like you can't even see the hand in front of your face. It is so dark.
That's so creepy. That's how people lose it.
Yeah.
That's how I would lose it in 2 minutes. That's not for me. That's not for me at all. I have too much going on up here. Too much and not enough at the same time.
It's not for anyone. It's literal torture.
It's not for people. I mean, this is a good time for us to talk about prison reform, probably. That's what you want to do on this podcast. But dear God, that's so awful. Okay, those are all pretty cool. Do you have like a local spot you've been that have? I mean, you grew up around Battlefield and stuff. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say we did like every person in the area always went to Battlefield Park for school, and you do the tour of Battlefield House.
That's a classic.
I remember being in the basement, and it was like a dungeon.
Yeah, that basement is short and weird.
It was that one was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's not a great basement. It's a cool house though.
It is a cool house.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really call it all that spooky, but it was interesting.
No, it's pretty regular, but it's neat and old. Yeah.
I don't think I have anything else that's
Those are your top picks?
Those are my top picks.
Those are good ones. Yeah, I thought we should bring up Battlefield again, personally, so that's why.
You just like to talk about it.
I've been there. Yeah, well, I volunteered there when I was a little child, and that was really fun.
I remember that.
Yeah, I dressed up. It was so much fun. And I did so much shit there. Carly Roberto ate a half a pie. It was amazing. Anyways. No, she ate a whole pie. I ate a half. My mom said, "You stop." And I said, "Oh, man." The fat kid can't win the pie eating contest. Let the skinny Carly win the pie eating contest. And she did. It was amazing. She beat all the boys.
Good for her.
Pal of the pod, Carly Roberto. Shout out to our girl. Yeah. You being the original goth cousin, I'm sure you have many answers to this. Do you have any favorite spooky movies, shows, music, media that you like, either that you really loved growing up or that you loved before or that you are currently loving that you want to share with the people at home?
I have lots of spooky movies that I love.
Yeah, tell us about them.
Right now, my top couple of favorites, The Conjuring.
Nice.
Sinister.
Okay.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
Cecilia's a horror movie girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are both solid picks.
I would say those ones I like the most so far. Like, it takes a lot to scare me in a movie. And I would say Sinister, like, creeped me out. And I think The Conjuring, the only thing that got me was that nun.
Oh my God.
That just appears.
Sure.
I was seeing that for days.
She's as bad as the Hat Man. She's so creepy.
Yes.
She's the Hat Man of that movie.
And like the funny thing is it the music from like Halloween when like I'm not a huge fan of those type of like slasher movies. But is it Halloween with that noise when the guy's like following you? It's like the classic Halloween scary music.
Is it the do 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 do?
Yes.
Yeah.
that one, for whatever reason, I've been in like haunted houses and stuff, mm-hmm. and they always play that, and as soon as it does, my heart rate goes up.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Well, I don't know why, but I think it's just like the tune of it makes me stressed.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Because you know what's coming. It's an anticipation.
Yeah.
And anticipatory fear.
You know something's going to jump out, and you're like, where is it?
Yeah. Tell me now.
Well, that's...
Yeah, because you're like a haunted house girly. You're like a thrill seeker.
Yeah, usually. Mm-hmm. But that's the one thing that's... I don't even say I like the music. It's just that's what gets me every time.
Yeah, it'll get you good.
That's what's so good about, like, Halloween is, like, that movie's pretty, like, slow and not a lot happens. But the music and just, like, the vibe is so scary that it, like, it freaks you out. You're just like, well, I hear this music. I know something bad is going to happen.
I know to be scared. I know, yeah, it's like a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does exactly mm-hmm. what it needs to do and then some. Yeah, that's true. Nice. Love that. Oh, that's good. That's good. Angela, do you have anything else you want to tell us about? You said so much.
I think I told you all my stories.
That's all your ghost content.
That's all she wrote. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ew, now I don't want to know what you don't remember. Ew, you blocked out. Ew.
Yeah, it's so bad that she's blocked it out of her memory.
Like that at all, the way you said that. It was the creepiest way you could have said that, and I want to yell, and I won't.
I gotta stay true to it, right? Mm-hmm. That's just what I do.
I just don't like it. I just don't. Do you have anything you want to plug? Not really. Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't really have anything that you want to plug.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I got nothing.
Do you want to plug being my cousin?
Sure. Shout out Carly.
Yeah, that's right. That's me, baby. You know me. You love me.
You just want her to plug you?
Yeah. Shout me out. Yeah. Well, I don't know what she doesn't have anything to plug, so she should plug me because I'm family.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I got social medias. I don't use it. Don't find me.
That's why I didn't think you wanted us to talk about it, so I didn't.
Yeah, it's
like the true God cousin. Don't look for me. Don't find me.
Do not pursue.
Not interested.
Okay, Angela does not want to be.
Look away immediately.
Does not want to be searched out. Leave her alone.
That's so Angela. She's not the center of attention. But thank you for letting us shine the spotlight on you a little today. That's been really fun. Did you have fun?
I had fun. I gave you guys some new information, I think, about Hat Man.
Yeah, I don't
know. We
do
know about Hat Man now.
I'm gonna maybe I'll forget that. Maybe that's what I'm gonna choose.
But maybe you could do that on your next episode.
Maybe we can.
You can talk about Hat Man.
Yeah, do the research.
If I never brought up Hat Man again in my life, I'd be a happy person. I don't know that I can do it again. We did it today. Is that not enough? What more do you want from us?
In-depth Hat Man research.
Yeah.
Cecilia, if you come next week with Hat Man research, I'm gonna cry. Oh my god.
Get ready.
Find some more people.
Yeah. I'm going to just go out.
It's not a challenge I'm interested in.
I'm going to go out on the streets and just be like, hey, so have you seen Hat Man?
Have you seen this man?
Have you seen this man? Yeah, I should put up posters. It's Hat Man. Have you seen this man?
No.
Oh my god, then they can email you and tell you.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Please contact us.
Why are you conspiring for my nightmare?
If you've seen Hat Man, please contact us at ghostsareverywhere@gmail.com. And,
yeah, ghostsareverywherepod@gmail.com.
Ghostsareverywherepod@gmail.com. Send us an email.
Cecilia will be reading them. I will not be.
I will read them, and I'm going to put together a Hat Man support group.
Oh, that actually could be nice. Yeah.
Can I talk about their experiences?
It's been 14 days since I've seen Hat Man. That's how it'll go, I hope.
Speaking of, Carly, you
maybe higher numbers.
Did you want to ask the final question?
I would love to ask the final question. I'm happy to have this honor. Thank you for joining us, Angela. We're happy to have you. You're welcome back anytime. Or also never again. That's fine. Also, if you hated your experience and don't want to tell me to my face, that's okay too. But I do have a big question for you. We ask this at the end of every episode, as long as we remember to, which is almost all of them. So the question I have for you, have you seen any ghosts lately?
I would say not that I'm aware of.
It's a very diplomatic answer.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
Okay.
Well, I can't say that I've reached out and touched one, so.
No.
That's right. I didn't say did you touch a ghost lately. I said have you seen a ghost?
Well, she's answering that question too. Right. She hasn't touched one.
It's like you're on trial. You leaned in. You're like, not that I recall.
Because I'm afraid it's not going to hear me. I have to be loud.
No, I'm mostly I'm just the making quiet, fun of your answer.
I am the quiet cousin.
Yeah, she's the original goth cousin, yeah, but she's also she's something quiet. That I will never be, the quiet cousin. Mm-hmm. For a quiet cousin, you're just pretty loud. Anyways. Surprisingly loud.
Rudeness.
For no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. People think you don't talk, but you talk a lot. Anyways. You just talk quietly, usually. That's all.
Go be paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it. I like it. I think it's nice. So when you say a joke and no one hears, I just say it louder for you. That's how it works.
You do that a lot, actually.
I know, because I think you... And I don't not give you credit. I think people should just hear what you're saying. They don't always listen. People are not great listeners.
Yeah, it's true.
For someone who talks... Hey, I'm good at... Let me promo myself for a second. For someone who talks very loudly, I'm pretty good at listening. Just saying.
Just promo yourself.
Oh my God.
Was that promoing yourself? Is that what you'd call that?
Yeah, yeah. My new listening service, Carly Listens. you can email me. You can find me at www.carlylistens.ca.
And she will listen to you.
And I'll just listen. Yeah, I'm gonna be loud about it, but I'll listen.
Yeah,
that's my slogan. You're loud. I'm loud about it, but I'll listen.
The loud listener.
Yeah, that's what they call me. My first review said, super loud.
She's at the loud listener on Instagram.
That's me.
Carly?
Yeah, Cecilia?
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. Mm. No, I haven't. Mm. I was on set for a horror movie. You'd think I would have seen a ghost or two. Yeah. I just saw a lot of goats. That's if you had cool. asked me the question, have you seen goats have lately? Seen I would have been like, hell yeah, I saw so many goats.
I'd prefer to see.
Yeah, I saw so many goats, actually.
I love seeing goats. Goats are cute.
It was really delightful. There was chickens and goats and peacocks. It was a whole thing.
Wow. But no ghosts.
Yeah, it was pretty delightful. Yeah, on set. But no ghosts, just goats. Mm-hmm. Celia, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. And it's, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Yeah, I seen them. No, I heard them. I did not see any ghosts, but I heard ghosts whispering my name at me, and I said, no, thank you, please stop, I'm trying to sleep.
Well, you're very coherent when you're asleep. I'm glad that you got all that help.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I believe it. I believe every word of it.
Please, I wasn't asleep. I was almost asleep, and they woke me the fuck up.
Right.
Rude.
Yeah, so you had access to all your words because you were fully awake.
Yeah, I did have access to every word.
Good for you. Mm. Well, that's been this. It's been the thing you love, and you've listened to it, so you're welcome.
You can find us at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod on Instagram, and on TikTok, and I guess at GAE Pod on formerly known as Twitter.
The artist formerly known as Twitter.
Assuming that our account didn't get shut down, because I haven't checked.
I think it's still there. you can also find us on our beautiful website that Cecilia has built. That's called www.ghostriver.com, yes. Baby.
You can find us there.
That's right. Yeah, you can find the shop. All the good things you want.
The shop is not up, but maybe it will be. We'll see.
Ooh, our shop might be live by the time you are listening to this, and you can find all of our beautiful little merch right on that shop.
So
girl,
find us and
a guy or baby.
Don't find Angela.
Yeah, and don't look for her. She's my cousin. If you do, she might send the hat man for you. So
she knows him.
Honestly, out of all the people I know, she's kind of scary. So don't look for her.
Be careful.
She will fight you. She's small, but she's scary. She could really kill you. Okay,
she won't kill you.
But she might.
No, it's just the implication.
Yeah, she'll kill you with her look.
She'll get you.
Okay.
All right.
That's right. She'll get you good.
She'll get you.
Shania Twain style. Okay. We love you now.
Thanks so much for being on the pod. And thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, Angela.
And thanks for...
And thanks for listening.
Everything else that everyone has done.
And thanks for being you.
And thanks for being a friend. Bye.
Goodbye. Do you you believe in ghosts? Is still the question on the table?
Right, because I haven't answered it.
Because Carly so rudely just got up and left.
She ran away from me.
Okay, well, let's take it again and pretend that I didn't do that.